This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, could you please turn it on? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hi, Justin. You understand how this year game is played?
Sure do, Thrill.
Fantastic. Today, we have three categories for you. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Let's let Mr. Mike go ahead and take this one.
A big rig crash left debris across southbound I-5 freeway, prompting the closure of nearly all southbound lanes and snarling the morning commute. This in East L.A. Now, the crash involving a delivery truck was reported about 5:30 in the morning when the trailer clipped an overpass just south of the East L.A. interchange. Rich Prickett, he was one of the helicopter pilots for Sky 5. He was over the scene about an hour later and said, quote, "Quite a mess here. You can see a portion of the big rig that was completely peeled apart. And as we zoom in here, it looks like it's from a company called Good Delivery." Go figure. Anyway, an alert was issued as crews worked to clear the wreckage. Four lanes were shut down, but some traffic was getting by in a single lane about an hour and a half later. Basically, that closure remained in place for about 3 hours. Now, backup from the crash was causing a major headache for commuters traveling through the area. They said the southbound side was backed up for miles because of the truck, and then the northbound side, it's because everyone was doing the looky-loo traffic. Anyway, the question is, what spilled out of the truck? Was it eggs? Was it live chickens? Was it milk? Or was it cement? So eggs, chickens, milk, or cement?
Ooh. I'm leaning eggs because that would kind of suck, but what are you guys thinking?
I'm going eggs just based on the times.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Just saw it. It'd just be pretty ironic, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like if cement's in a truck, it's generally in a cement truck.
Yes.
Which?
Unless it's like pallets of like Quikrete.
Yeah, but you need some type of moisture to make it work. whereas people were stopping to look at it. Mm-hmm. So it's either got to, to me, be like milk or eggs. I mean, I guess I'll go with eggs.
Eggs for 10.
That's why the prices are so high.
You know, just go to Waffle House. Yeah, let's go eggs.
Eggs all the way around.
We're going to find out if it was eggs, live chickens, milk, or cement next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is a license to spill on profile. This old compound lanes on I-5 shut down in L.A. after a truck hit an overpass.
Yep.
Spilled everything all over the road. Traffic was backed up for many miles. Question is, what was carried in the truck? Eggs, live chickens, milk, or cement?
And Justin, that is the very question we posed to you. But before we do the reveal, Justin, I understand on the based on the text line, you have something to tell both Mike and Ted.
Yes. So if you guys want to know the wizard's name from Microsoft, who was the most famous wizard other than Harry Potter?
Merlin.
Bingo. There you go.
All right.
What was the dog's name? Do you know the dog's name?
Lassie.
Right. I have no idea about the dog. I just remember replacing Clippy with Merlin, and then he became really annoying.
Told you.
I need to find it, because nobody seems to like these characters.
No.
Right.
So the thing is, they were just there a lot. And even if you just, if you stop mid-word, it'd be like, yo, you kind of messed this up.
Well, and he would just slide in, too, just be like, hey, how you doing in there? Like, dude, I don't need you yet.
Hey, dumbass.
It was like one of the biggest features of like Windows XP, and like,
yeah.
If you were in like middle school or elementary school, it was like the talk of the whole town.
Yeah. I missed all of this, man. I really did.
Like, I mean, Clippy was a thing.
Well, and Ted's right. You stop for a half second. Keep in mind, you're writing an essay for school or something like that, so you're taking your time with your words. You're already kind of frustrated about it, and you're struggling with it, and then he just shows up like, you need a hand there, buddy. Like, no! Piss off!
My problem was I would just see him so often. My English was horrible. Yep. Hey, Clippy.
Hey, I see you messed up this word over here.
Get back. Hi, Justin. But thank you for letting us know the wizard's name. So, license to spill today. Got a big rig tips over. East L.A. closes all the lanes on I-5. And the question was, what was it carrying that created the mess? Eggs, chickens, milk, or cement? And all three of you guys, you, Miles Montgomery, and the Ted Smith, all three of you said eggs.
Eggs.
Part of it just because of the bitter irony of how expensive they are now. And you are correct.
Another tragedy.
Man.
10? Waffle House put a 50-cent surcharge on eggs.
Per egg.
Right, you get a 3-egg omelet, they're like, look, we can do that.
$1.50 more.
It's $1.50 more than it was.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Hang on.
The dog's name. Give us a hint.
At least for my generation, it was a very popular dog's name. You did not know anyone who named their dog this, but if you're
Spike.
Nope.
Spot.
Starts with an R.
Riley.
Rover.
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 Rover. All right, your choice is Spike. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. Riders. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, then the title is guys have teams of talent and writers come over the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A senator in Minnesota wants to make it legal again to eat beaver. He also, why does everyone keep laughing when I say that?
Okay.
Writers.
Colbert.
Fallon.
A senator in Minnesota who wants to make it legal to eat beavers again. He also said, why does everyone keep laughing when I say that?
Is it illegal to eat a beaver?
I believe they're protected.
Oh, really?
I'd eat a beaver. I mean, it's like it just looks like it could be yummy on its body build.
Yeah, it depends on which one.
Okay, so it is illegal to eat nuisance beaver meat in Minnesota.
Are the ones you want people to eat?
Right? What if it's not a nuisance?
I don't know.
Save the ones that we call the nuisance.
I don't know why it's targeting Minnesota right now, but apparently it's a thing in Minnesota.
Okay.
A nature expert has said that squirrels hibernate so hard you can juggle them without waking them up. But I feel like there needs to be a time limit on how long they should tell us about it before you get bit.
Seth Meyers.
Ted
Smith. Throw, would you juggle squirrels?
Yeah, because I read that study.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you could juggle them. And I'm like, I like to juggle. I've never juggled squirrels.
They sleep for 20 hours a day when they're not hibernating.
Right, think about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a life right there.
Well, during our active time, I'm awake 4 hours a day, but then we hibernate.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Miles, man. I like nuts. So I could easily adapt to be a squirrel.
You could adapt.
Yeah, I sleep and eat nuts. Waffle House is putting a 50-cent surcharge per egg now. Never thought I'd live in a time where there'd be surcharges on eggs. This is going to be a tough Easter, kids. Get ready to start hunting Swedish meatballs.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Oh, the egg shortage is Kimmel. So severe that at the Waffle House, they have a 50-cent surcharge per egg now. I never thought I'd live in a time where there'd be surge pricing on eggs. This is going to be a tough Easter, kids. Get ready to start hunting Swedish meatballs because...
I'd go hunting for Swedish meatballs.
I would, too. That's sad.
A chef in China broke a record by making the world's thinnest noodle. When asked for comment, he said, "Why does everyone keep laughing at my skinny noodle?"
Writers.
Yeah. Fallon.
And get this, a chef in China just broke a record after he made the world's thinnest noodle. Ooh. When asked for comment, he said, "Why does everyone keep laughing at my skinny noodle?"
Take that, angel hair. OpenAI has come out with a new tool called Deep Research. It can scan the internet and compile a report that can be used for information research like, is your ex doing better than you?
Seth Fallon.
That's Seth Meyers.
OpenAI revealed a new tool called Deep Research at an event over the weekend that can scan the internet and compile a report which can be used for important research like, is your ex doing better than you?
Every time I hear open AI, instead of just AI, and I understand, but every time I say open AI, I just picture it like, hello, I'm living out loud.
And it's Allen Iverson. My big issue.
I'm living open.
Yeah, my big issue with AI is I just always think of Allen Iverson.
I know.
And I'm like, AI's going to help me with this report?
Imagine that. Allen Iverson or AI. Practice? Who do you pick? Man, homework.
This is an interesting list here of some Grammy winners that you wouldn't really know about. Now, Jimmy Carter won a Grammy this year.
He did.
It was his fourth. Obviously, a lot of presidents win them for, like, they talk about their time in office or biographies. Like, I'm pretty sure once you get out of office, the next year, a biographer just stands next to you and you do it.
You do
the work.
But did he read his own book?
Yeah, most of them
do. That's what they do.
Michelle and Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
I'm saying Jimmy Carter. Yeah. It could be a 10-page book and take 8 hours from the So
the spoken word category, often for narrating their own books. You got Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack and Michelle Obama, Betty White, Kate Winslet.
Al Gore.
Magic Johnson. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If you're a president, the next year you do a biography, you voice it, you almost always get that Grammy.
That's just kind of like
for a spoken word.
Steve Martin has 5 Grammys. 2 are for comedy albums. Mile, what are the other 3 for?
Bluegrass.
Yep.
Yeah, he plays the banjo. Let's see. Bradley Cooper, an actor, but has 3 Grammys. 1 for Maestro and 2 for A Star Is Born.
Hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Joaquin Phoenix got 1 for Walk the Line soundtrack.
Okay.
Because he sang on him.
Does that count?
He sang him.
He sang a doggone Johnny Cash song.
Right, but you still got to do it well.
Yeah.
Right. I never saw the movie.
I did. I saw it over and over again. It was a great movie.
Back to Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Maestro and the one for two for
A Star Is Born. Yeah. Let's see. Well, I mean, Zach Braff won a Grammy for putting together a compilation soundtrack for the movie Golden State. Here's the deal. Like, there's so many Grammys. We only see a few.
Sure.
I've also heard the Grammy show is a bear. It's like 5 hours or something.
Oh, yeah. Those people are there for a hot minute.
Yeah.
But so wait, he did a compilation album. So you got a Grammy for finding the right mix of other people's songs and putting them into one album.
For a movie, yeah. A soundtrack.
That's nuts to me.
All right. This one I like the best. This dude has 3 Grammys. All right? He's from the street. Elmo.
Oh!
He is from the street.
Yeah, he's won Grammys for Best Musical Album for Children.
All right. Never heard it.
So the Wiggles probably had a few.
Sure, the Wiggles do.
Yeah.
I just like that Elmo's got 3 of them. I kiss the ring.
I mean, so, but who gets to keep that Grammy Award? Like, whose
Elmo
fireplace
does.
Mantle do you put it on, right?
Elmo.
I mean, I guess the guy that voices
just,
Elmo.
Just keeps it in the street.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, they just throw him in
Oscar's trash can.
Exactly. Yeah, just keep him in.
Throw the Grammys.
The awards mean nothing to us. We're out here educating kids. Let's see. I was watching an interesting show last night. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on with Super Bowl. So Vice Sports on the Vice Network, they had a good show about Brady versus Belichick.
Okay.
So the first episode was basically the argument for Tom Brady. Like, they're trying to figure out, because look, I had this conversation. As soon as that relationship ended, everybody had an opinion, right? And I did too, right? You know, because you're like, who was the secret sauce, right? Because a lot of people, you hear the Patriot way, then a lot of people are like, yeah, it was kind of Tom Brady's way.
Well, and that was kind of that first year after he went to the Bucks. It was like, okay, was it actually Brady or was it Belichick with the Patriots and just his scheme of everything?
And I think Brady answered that question.
So, all right, so that's a big part of the first episode. The second episode was the argument for Belichick, which he wasn't doing great as a head coach till Brady gets in there, but you got to keep in mind, he's also a 2-time defensive coordinator Super Bowl winner,
mm-hmm.
right, with some awesome teams. Like, he knew what he was doing. So there's that one. And then last night was, like, the final episode of, like, let's decide this once and for all. This won't shock you. It's both of them. Nobody, like, everybody's like, yeah, I guess maybe 60-40 Brady. Because the first couple Super Bowls they win in that dynasty, it's just dominant defense. And yeah. Brady doesn't have to do that much. Then you get, like, those, what, 2 or 3 in the middle where the offense is getting prolific, Brady's doing his thing, and the last couple, you'd be like, well, that was on Brady. So it is a good argument. I mean, look, it's easier with sports.
Of course.
I think you can look at anything, though, you know, is it this or is it that, and it's hard to tell. And a lot of people talk about Tom Brady in that Tampa Bay Super Bowl, but I almost forgot how good that Tampa Bay team is.
Right.
And I love Jameis Winston, but he's the only guy in the 30-30 club. He threw 30 touchdowns the year before and 30 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Tom Brady.
Right, so that team was already kind of built to go, and then Brady shows up, and Gronk's like, oh, dude, I'm in.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Obviously they were going to win. And people talked about, too, how Brady, you know, like the first few years was pretty quiet, this and that. I do respect, to a man, anybody that played in New England is like, it doesn't matter if you were on the practice squad. Tom Brady is the captain. He is Tom Brady. He would make a point to go to everybody's locker at the beginning of camp, at some point during that first couple weeks, and introduce himself and be like, you need extra work, you come to me, right? You need extra balls thrown at you, you know, you want to know how
that's game plan
or whatever,
that's
like,
awesome.
Come to me, like, I'm a psycho about it.
Learn that chemistry, I like it.
But that's the other thing they said, is that honestly, it was just a perfect marriage of 2 football absolute nerds. Like, Brady, they talked about how Brady knew some of the stuff on defense better than some of the defensive players did, and he would give them like tips and you know, like, hey, watch the left guard, he's tipping,
right,
whether it's run or pass. And it's like, they're just obsessed with ball. And you'd hear those stories, you always hear these stories about the old Pro Bowl where, like, Belichick would talk to somebody and the next thing you know, they're at the pool having drinks just breaking down film. Also, for Seattle fans, I found this one okay, because we had to watch that goddamn play over and over. So the day after, so they win that Super Bowl against the Seahawks, right? Everybody remembers it. So there's a sports guy from Boston. He's on the radio there, and he talks about how the day of the parade that he's going on about the Seahawks to Pete Carroll, and what a mistake Pete Carroll had made calling that play. His story is that Belichick calls his cell phone and is like, don't call Pete Carroll dumb. He's like, we baited him into it. And he was like, in the third quarter, there was a close play. They ran that and they got it. And he was like, I wanted Pete Carroll, because I know he loves that route, to think that's going to work again when you get down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they did stop Marshawn. It was on the 1 foot, you know, whatever, 2 yard. Like, I probably would have run Marshawn again. But he's like, no. Like, Carroll's not dumb. He just was smart enough to go, that's going to affect Pete. Pete's going to go, all right, if we really need a first down in this fourth quarter, we got to throw that slant.
Yeah, your mind up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just awesome stuff. And they talked about situations you'd practice for and everything. Like, people are like, when is this going to come up? But then eventually...
It does.
They do. Yeah, so I think it was just a good marriage of that. They also did a good job, I was telling Thrill earlier, talking about all the different dynasties and the QB and the coach. Now, I'm a little partial as I grew up a Commanders fan, but Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls with three different running backs and three different quarterbacks.
Right.
You talk about coaching. And then the guy, and this is for my NASCAR fans out there, then he's like NASCAR team owner. And his teams have dominated. I mean, his teams dominate some of the dirt bike stuff. Like, I mean, you look like, to me, Joe Gibbs is always one of the best coaches, but just like a leader. And like, you went to motorsports and you're good at that too?
Right.
Just like, hell of a coach. Wow. So, a bunch of interesting stuff on there. When you get home tonight, there's a few things on. As I say, CBS has some of the Super Bowl's greatest commercials, which you should always watch that. There's some funny ones you forget about. I still love the horses, the Bud Bowl or the horses playing, all that kind of good stuff. And then I'm sure they'll tease you with some of the spots coming up on Sunday.
No. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We go to the lovely world of the internet where a toy is causing a stir. It's one of a series of plush pillows available for purchase for children and features a dog character with a little pouch pocket sewn into it.
Oh.
What's causing the problem is that the design also features a bone that is sewn right on there. It's part of the actual design on there. As if it's sticking out of the pocket. Now, unfortunately, depicts an inappropriate image because it's only the bone that you see sticking up and out of there. It was posted on Reddit with the poster claiming that it was a pretty gross oversight, with other commenters jumping in to find the humor in the situation and even claiming someone is getting fired for it, whereas others are coming to the defense saying that people just have a dirty mind and that they need to get out of the gutter.
I mean, yeah, no. Look, adults are going to see what we're going to see and chuckle. I don't think kids are giving it a thought.
Exactly. And that's what you need to come back around to. It's just, is the kid really going to understand why we're chuckling at this guy right here? Or...
No, he's not going to think about
it. Even if they do, it's not that... It's not that gross of an oversight. Okay, it's a dog with a bone. Why the bone is brown and kind of the dog color, I'm not exactly positive. I'll give you a little bit there, but at the same time, like...
At least the dog bone's not red.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. So we can calm down a little bit. Remember, it's about the kids. If you get the joke, that's okay. You're an adult and you're allowed to get the joke and not like it. If the kid doesn't get the joke, we're fine.
They don't know.
In other news, strange story out of the UK, a man took the time to publish a piece accusing his neighbor of thievery. This is a weird story. The article came with a simple title, quote, "My neighbor has kidnapped my beavers."
David, sorry.
Grow up. But it spins the tale of how he's licensed to reintroduce beavers into a natural habitat, which basically consists of his home, and he's also tasked with capturing and reintroducing them if they escape, which is exactly what they did, wandering over to his neighbor's property. But for whatever reason, he's found himself in a dispute with his neighbor, who claims will not allow him onto his property to reclaim the animals.
The neighbor claimed that an overarching organization instructed him not to interfere with the animals after they wandered onto his property, and claims that he's not kidnapped them nor is holding them ransom. They're just here. I was told not to touch them. Right. I was told not to leave them alone. No charges have been filed, so it's just an odd story altogether. I don't know exactly why we're hearing about it. This guy's like, I'm just sitting here.
You know why we're hearing about it.
Illegal with a license and unable to use it.
Read the headline again. That is why we're... Somebody exactly said, man, right. We get to write this headline, but there's a story to back it up.
He stole my beavers. I go to walk every morning, and I walk by their dam with a tear in my eye. Really, buddy?
I just...
Come on,
I feel bad
man.
That that's this other guy's neighbor. Like right. My neighbor's accusing me of stealing his beavers.
Right.
The beavers made a freaking dam. What do you want exactly. me to do, man?
And, you know, if they keep on escaping, maybe fence up the area that they're not supposed to get out of. Do a little bit better about keeping them in this natural habitat.
Maybe he did a wood fence.
I feel like beavers would be hard to keep in an area. I mean, that's kind of their shtick.
Kind right? of their bit, right.
Yeah. And I feel like he would just dig underneath the fence and be like, all right, building a dam here.
I would also think that if they've done that, you did your part, buddy. You reintroduced them into wild. Now... You're good.
What did he think they were going to do?
Right. They're not your pets.
And then they made
you're
a
rehabilitating
dam.
Them.
So guess what? That's what beavers do, bro.
Crazy story from Denver. A man was arrested for shooting someone in a park. The self-proclaimed certified joy enthusiast. Okay. Was sitting on a bench in the park when he became upset at another park patron who dared sit next to him on the bench.
Oh.
An argument ensued between the two that concluded when the man pushed the victim in the chest and punched him in the lower back.
Jeez.
They then hopped on their bike to ride away from the man, only to be met with gunfire. The man fired a shot that hit the man in the neck and jaw area, causing serious injuries, and he's recovering fine, but the man was arrested.
Good God.
For sitting next to him.
And then he ran down the road and shot another guy.
Exactly.
And isn't he like a self-proclaimed something?
Joy enthusiast.
Yeah, joy enthusiast. Yeah.
All right. This is going to shock you. He was checked in for like a mental evaluation not too long ago. So he's doing fine. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Nothing hits home quite like a local good news story. We go to Bellevue where we got where we toasted this story, in fact. We had the story earlier this week about Juan and Julio, a pair of donkeys that have been reported stolen. The report came in that the owner had loaded the donkeys onto a trailer before someone came along and stole the trailer with the animals inside. The owner was in shock at just how calculated the theft was. Said that somebody meant to do this. They waited for the proper time to do that because it was just the trailer. It's not like they hopped into a truck that was running. They pulled their truck up, hooked up the trailer with the donkeys inside, and then took off. They meant to do this. Let's see here. We are happy to announce that someone spotted the two donkeys roaming around the Fall City area and were quickly picked up and returned home. The investigation into the theft is ongoing. Authorities thanked the community and the media for their help, so I guarantee
they
got
the donkeys. I just don't know who stole them.
Exactly. She didn't recognize the truck that had drove away with it. Doesn't necessarily have any like enemies that she can name that would have done it.
I mean, look, I'm your most likely suspect because I love me some donkeys.
Exactly.
But it wasn't me. I might not like you, but it doesn't mean I'm stealing your donkeys.
Right. That's just such a
commit. That puts a lot on me.
It does.
And then what?
You know, if
say
I
you successfully
dogs,
steal, like... It, and then what?
Take them to your farm.
Right, I guess.
Donkeys are a lot of work, man. I steal your watch. Cool. Now either I have a cool watch or I got money in my pocket. I steal your donkey. I got to fence that thing quick or I got to feed it and groom it and take care of it.
And who do you know you're fencing it to?
If you steal donkeys, you're planning on keeping the donkeys.
I would think
I don't. I just think whoever stole them didn't expect this much pressure from everybody. Every news channel, every radio show like us just being like, hey, return those damn donkeys.
Yeah. Don't steal the damn donkeys. You know, he had a buddy sitting on the couch with him, like, bro, you got to let those donkeys go.
Seriously, right. The heat's coming down, man. It's just two donkeys, bro. There's a lot. There's a lot of attention.
They're talking about it on the men's room, man. Like, they're putting everybody on this thing.
Yeah, dude, we're on meth. Return the donkeys. All right, we got it. They're coming down on us.
We're going to get a phone call. I was not on meth.
Yeah.
I just wanted donkeys. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On What. You got a ton of NBA and college basketball on to watch tonight, as well as some NHL hockey. Download the Sports On What app. It'll tell you what channel, what time those sports are going to be on each and every day. As far as your weather, hope that you like the snow, because we got even more tonight. Temperatures are dropping down to a brisk 31, and the snow will continue. We're warming up tomorrow to a high of 40 with some peak sunshine, exactly like we had today. So enjoy that. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Two leads up next. Listen on the Odyssey app for your shot at $5,000 a day. Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, We be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.